WABD.
KEAWUO, statewide one.
Good morning, John. NHWRO here.
Top of the morning to you. How's Tim doing today?
Not too bad. How about yourself, sir? I think I heard, I saw the boss checking connection earlier, but not sure what tower he would be on up there.
Gotcha. Yeah, I was, I'm afraid to admit, but I was half asleep and I heard the KEAYNU or KEAYNU this morning. I'm not sure what time it was, but he came in a little rough and I was dead tired and I rolled over and went back to bed.
Well, having the radio in the background while you're snoozing is one thing, but in the shower, something totally different. NAWRO.
This is true.
Well, Dean must not be out there, because with that one, that would have threw him out of the woodwork, I would think.
Yeah, maybe he's in the shower. Although if he was, he would have answered, so who knows? He's never going to live that one down.
Yeah, that is a good one. So, all right, well, I may do the deep dive in the ClickUp app today, because nothing else going on. Of course, I'll take advantage of the weather as well. Other than that, hey, I think, I'm not sure, I'm sure you probably heard, or we're not having a meeting on Monday, tomorrow, on Discord, because boss won't be back in town, so there might be one later in the week. I'll have to see how that goes. And then what do we got? We've got our meeting coming up this week, correct? Do I have that right?
Yeah, I believe so. I didn't know that, though. I had a sneeze. Oh, okay. I'm back.
well, bless you, number one. And number, I think that was just kind of a quick decision yesterday. Because originally we had a command meeting on the 13th. But then apparently that's going to be postponed to perhaps Friday. I don't know. He'll probably make the final decision when he gets back in town. But there's that. So we've got tomorrow off, so to speak, at least for ARPSC work. NAWRO, over to you.
Well, that's good to know, because I was working on stuff for Monday's meeting, so perhaps we can kick the can down the road on some more of that, because I was going to head into work today before we have a birthday party for a couple of family members today, so I was going to head in and work on some more of that so that I had it all buttoned up for Monday. But it sounds like I have more time.
Yes, emphatically you do. As per the conversation with Dave yesterday or perhaps the day before, when you're retired, your days kind of blend together. So there's that. All right, sounds good. I'll probably be monitoring, but I'll break for now unless you got anything else, John. You have a good one? If not, in a WRO.
Alrighty. Yep, I'll be clear and monitoring as well, and you have a great day. Happy Sunday. This is KE8WUO. I'll be clear and monitoring.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning, Wally. In a WRO.
What's happening? I was talking on Tucker 555, P25 down in Georgia. I enjoy talking to those guys. They are 900 megahertz, P25 only specialists. They got most of the state covered in that. And they strive for perfection. He hits Victor Delta standards.
John, go ahead if you're there.
That sounds like a great state to live in. We'll have to entertain that idea one of these days, and to hit the Victor Delta standard, that's pretty outstanding. They must be doing something right out there.
Yeah, I posted a little thing on Discord, one of the guys' sites down there, how much he was into it, and I just talked to another one that was into it, I forget his name, KE4 or something. But, yeah, if you ever get a chance, you got a MMDB, I'm right, Jonathan?
Not yet. That's probably something I should throw on the to-do list.
Yeah, it is really amazing little device, especially for the radios you have, DNR P25. It really is an amazing little device. Basically, you have your own little repeater. It only covers a mile or something of that nature, but it's nice. And, you know, the other school of thought is, yeah, but you're talking on the Internet. And you are. But, hey, we're talking on the Internet right now because I can see myself on the dashboard.
That is true. Is that something you have to make, or is that something you can buy from online somewhere?
You can make it, which is something I would suggest you do. You can buy them, too. There are a lot of companies that make them, but somebody like you probably should just build one. All you need is Raspberry Pi. Geek like you, I'm sure you're familiar with that. Pi 0, Pi 4, Pi 5, whatever. And then just buy an Amazon board and WPSD software. Put it all together. Works beautiful. And then you can take it to work and then go from there. And similar to All-Star, All-Star is kind of an analog thing. This is kind of a digital thing. WAPD, just in case I didn't say that.
K-E-A-W-U-O. And what did you call that device again? It's like an MDMV or something?
MDVM. You can get them from Amazon, $30-$40. You plug it into the GPIO connector. You download their software and you put it all together. It's fun. It really is fun.
Yeah, it looks like it. I will have to get one because that'd be nice. You know my problems at work with getting out, so it'd be nice to put an end to all that. I'll send it over to Tim.
Copy on that. I took notes myself. Curious, Wally, if you heard Dave this morning, and if so, what tower would he be on? I'm looking at the map right now, if you know.
Dave went somewhere up north, right? Because I did program his radio. I updated his code plug, so he should work everywhere he goes.
Correct. He is up north. I just forget where. I know he mentioned. I'm thinking Morley Tower, maybe. But so you have them all in there then?
Yeah, I updated his code plug before he left.
What about all those new ones, the Mackinac, Levering, Petoskey, Greenville? Those aren't even on the map, I don't think. They're listed, but they're not on the pin map.
Yeah, the person that could tell what he's hitting when he's talking would be SWR. He's got a device that software, Seabridge, he's called it. I don't have access to that. And he can tell who's hitting what from where. Or the radio, when he's talking or looking at it, it has the it'll have the initials of, you know, it's like whatever, like DET.MOR.whatever. So he tells what those are. It's the same initials that they use.
That was going to be my next question. The 3-space alpha character, like Morley's MOR, Petoskey is PET, PET, and so on and so forth. Gotcha. So Dave would be able to see that himself, because at one point I didn't know if with those pet roaming feature, like Tom doesn't know what site he's on, he says, but maybe it's because he's driving. I don't know.
Well, that, and then the other thing is his radio was set up. I haven't gotten his. You know, the more I learned about it, the more I perfected that. You know, then I started using all the same abbreviations and everything else like that. So, you know, then I just started using all those abbreviations and everything else. So basically the contact list was all the same. The thought group list would all be the same. You call me so, and the channels would all be the same. So I would go, you know, like you said, MOR, PET, whatever, SOO. You know, if they were all on the same channel. So if he looked, it would say all the letters, and then you could be able to tell. So even when he's monitoring, it will tell you where it is. You know, so if he just looks and just say, hey, read me the alphanumeric in your display, and it'll tell it what repeater it found.
Okay, now I understand. that does it for me. Over to John.
I'm curious on that MMDVM. Does that how does that work? Like, it looks like it does P25 and DMR. So can I use my DMR radio to get on P25 and vice versa, or is it smart and knows how to handle the traffic?
It will not do that, and it will not go on to the P25 system that we use, because our P25 system is not on Brandmeister or anything else like that. The system that they used to use years ago went down, and there's a whole bunch of things that I don't quite understand that need to be done in order for our P25 system to be able to do that. But your DMR, if you set your DMR up with one of these things, you will have full, complete coverage at your office. I mean, at whatever, what do they use, 5x9 or whatever, you know, it will be absolutely flawless within a mile of wherever you set this thing up at. And you really don't need a big antenna. The antenna is no bigger than your handy talking antenna on it.
Gotcha. Yeah, I forgot about the whole P25 thing. And I think Sean was saying they did used to have hot spots on there, but it just got kind of chaotic and out of control. So they put a kibosh to that. So, but yeah, all right, well, cool. I'm going to have to put one of those together too with the All-Star node, and then I'll be one of the cool guys.
Yeah. Well, the All-Star works great on the analog side of things, and the Pi-Star works great on the digital side of things. But like DMR to Fusion, Fusion to DMR, I'm trying to read all of them here on the screen. I think that's it. But D-Star is kind of in its own little world, and P25 is kind of in its own little world. Yeah, but like I said, P25, you're not going to be able to talk on the one that we use, at least not yet. Because like I said, a lot of things changed. I think there was some older technology in some of the repeaters. There's a lot of things that need to happen, and I don't think it's very high in the priority.
Yeah, no, I get it. And I kind of like it like that a little bit with the P25 side, because, it's such a nice network that, you know, you got to kind of, I hate to say it, like, you got to pay to play, but you kind of should in some regard.
No, I agree. And there's a lot of dynamics there. Go ahead, Tim. I didn't mean to cut you out. I'm not going to have to skate out of here. She's going to be walking into my office shortly, and I promised her to take her to the market.
Yeah, no worries. I was just listening to the top. So, in other words, no Bofang P25s out there for $15.99, I guess.
Yeah. And, you know, the other thing, too, is somebody could build a reflector that would connect the two together, you know, something of that nature. Yeah, that's the biggest thing, is the connectivity of it all. So there's a lot of dynamics, I do know that. They used to do it. It did get ugly, and then I think the system that did it, what they call it, PNX something or another, I think that is obsoleted now too. So there are a lot of things. Sean tried to explain to me, and I kind of half-assed listened. I didn't really, you know. I said, yeah, I got the point. It's not going to happen for a while, which is good. It's his system. Do as he shall. I like it. Keep it in our own private little world. But the other thing is, if you ever do get one, the 555 group is really neat to listen to. That, you know, that QRC page that I posted, he was one of the guys, and they are, like, way techie. You know, they don't talk about football and the rain and the weather and everything else. They talk about techie, geeky stuff, which is what I like. John, I'm going to sign out. WABD, I'm going to listen out, as they say, in the world, and I'm going to be out. So go ahead, take it. WABD.
All right. Well, thank you, Wally. Thanks for the other thing for me to buy and spends all my time on. As we all know, I need more of that. So, but all right, well, cool. You have a good rest of your day, and I will be clear and monitoring. I'll send it over to you, Tim.
Quick question for you, John, on my SDS 100, the Unidyn monitor. I should be able to put the P25 in there to at least list, because I can get Mount Clemens from here. So, I mean, does that sound right to you?
It certainly does. I don't see why the SDS 100 couldn't receive P25. So, yeah, definitely. And if you can get the trunking stuff to work, I'm pretty sure you can probably get the P25 stuff to work.
Yeah, that's also on my to-do list. I can at least listen to you guys chat. If I get you on the unit, and I'll just put it right next to, the Richmond and Station 10 and all the others that I'm listening to, and it'll just be that as well. So I did it with DMR, but now it's off of that because, I have the two-way radio now. So, all right, sounds good. I'll go back to listening too. Have a good one, John and Wally. NAWRO.
KEA, PPP, monitoring statewide one from Bay County.
KEA, WUO. Last station, come again?
This is Kilo Echo 8, Papa, Bravo, Bravo. My name is Gabe, and I'm monitoring statewide one from Bay County.
Nice. Well, my name's John. At first I thought you said you were monitoring from Paycom, and that's a tank plant near us, and so I was a little confused, but that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, sorry about that. No, up here in Bay County. Where are you at?
I am in southeast Michigan in Warren. Right near Maple Lane Golf Course, if you know where that is. Probably don't, but that's roughly where I'm at right now.
Okay. I kind of know where Warren is, but no, not a golfer. I should be with my line of work and all the business guys that go golfing, but I don't have the patience for golfing, so I have other hobbies instead. But I take it you're a golfer then?
No, but I do enjoy pretending to be Happy Gilmore and going to the driving range probably twice a year, but that's the extent of my golfing. I just happen to live right by the golf course, and right now I'm walking the dogs, and so we're not far from the golf course. I can see it from across the field here, but it's nice to live near a golf course, I guess, sometimes.
Okay, very cool. Yeah, I like doing a little bit of ham radio when I have time to walk the dogs. That's a good way to enjoy the hobby, get out of the house. We've got a English lab, a yellow English lab, and a black, all black German Shepherd, 8 and 9 years old, respectively. And especially when I'm up at the cabin and I hit the trails, I usually take an HD with me and hop on the local repeater system. What type of dog do you have?
I have two dogs with me right now. One is a red heeler. His name is Rocky. And then I have they call him a border collie husky mix. And I guess he probably is, but he looks probably the most like a border collie. That one's name is Flynn. Flynn is my brother's dog, and I watch him from time to time and kind of, he gets a little jealous because he always wants to go with Rocky and go play and run around and do dog stuff, and is often at home a lot. So that's where me and Rocky come in and scoop him up and take him for big adventures. And he's a little bit younger than Rocky, so he just wants to run all the time. Whereas Rocky's had his days of running, and now he just kind of wants to observe like the old sheepdog from the Looney Tunes.
Yeah, very well, very well. Well, it's perfect dog walking weather. I absolutely love this fall weather. Fall's my favorite season by far for hiking, camping, and then I do quite a bit of deer and waterfowl hunting. So I love to get up north this time of year and walk the dogs. They can go for long walks, not get too hot. I don't get sweaty when I'm walking around, and it's hard not to enjoy all the beautiful colors. Although this year there doesn't seem to be as much color I heard it's due to the drought that the leaves are kind of going from green straight to brown, but it is what it is.
Yeah. Well, you should be hunting then, because it's, you know, we're in hunting season. So, but we still, down here in Southeast Michigan, we still have a lot of green on the trees. They are starting to change, and leaves are starting to fall, for sure. But we still have a lot of, like, it's a little early here for us. It's starting to sound like it might be close to prime, if you want to call it that, up in IU. So that's no fun. But I'm going camping next weekend near Rifle River, so we'll see what that looks like. I'm looking forward to that one. And, yeah, I'm a camper, hiker, backpacker, dog walker, too. I haven't hunted in a few years, probably 10 or 15, but I miss it. Well, back when I used to hunt, there were no cell phones, and I was up in a tree stand, and it's one of the most peaceful things. It was just swaying back and forth in that tree with the wind, just silent, listening to the woods. It was probably one of the most peaceful things you can do.
You nailed it on the head. It's absolutely peaceful. And then when a nice deer walks by, you get a little bit of an adrenaline dump. So it's fun. But, I'm hoping to get out and get some hunting in. I'm wrapping up the last few house projects for the year so that I can truly my hunting guilt-free. So I'm going to wrap up all the house projects, make the wife happy, and then I might even slip up into the woods tonight just to get some fresh air. I don't like shooting deer when it's quite this warm because then you got to get them processed that much quicker, but if a real big one were to walk by, I'd make an exception to the rule. So you're a big camper. I've actually camped at that Rifle River State Campground there a couple times. That was pretty nice. You should have some good color if you're going up next weekend. Are you a tent camper? Do you pull a camper? What kind of camping are you into?
I'm more of a tent camper just because I'm broke and I can't afford a big fancy RV. But an RV is, you know, as I get older, it's starting to sound nicer and nicer. But I like the tent camping. I do, like, this time of year, I have a hot tent that I can put a wood-burning stove in. And So I try to do it right. I try to be comfortable, you know, and it's kind of nice to do it that way. Although you got to be careful because then you got this big glowing red hot thing in your tent all night long, and it's all fun to like stand up and not fall into the smokestack and knock the whole thing on the tent and burn a hole through it, and then you're stuck in the middle of the night with no shelter. But one of my favorite things is, you know, going out before a snowstorm and setting everything up and then camping into the snowstorm and just waking up to, like, you know, 3-4 inches of snow and just how quiet and peaceful that can be, too. It's nice to kind of get away from the hustle. I've always lived in the city, and I long for the solitude of the great outdoors. So whenever I can get out there, I try to capitalize on it.
You are talking my type of camping. That's pretty awesome. I absolutely love winter tent camping. I've never done it in a hot tent, though, but it's funny you mentioned that. I was looking at a canvas wall tent with a wood stove for me, my brothers and I, and some guy friends to use. Not like the 1 or 2 man style teepee, but more like the wall tents, but having a wood burner would be a game changer in the winter. And like you said, yeah, going camping before a snowstorm and having it snow all night on the tent, waking up, it's so peaceful and awesome. I love that. There's not a lot of guys that can stomach the cold, so it's nice to meet someone else that enjoys it. But I've not done it with a hot tent yet, but it's on the list.
Yes.
KEHPVD, I lost you there.
What about that?
Timer.
I was extremely vulnerable. Something with this, that would be nice because then you're not worried, oh, my dog is eating something awful. Luckily, put it down. But, it totally derailed me. I don't know what he found. Looks like, oh, it's a deer leg. Gross. Okay. I forgot what I was saying. I'm going to pass it back.
I caught some of that, but I lost some part of it. I don't know if it was you or me. Give me 1 minute, though. I'm about to hop out of the truck at a roadside stand and pick up some straw real quick for the house. KE8PDB, I'll be back in 1 moment. KE8PDB, back monitoring statewide lawn. Hopefully your dog didn't get too into that deer leg.
Yeah, it didn't get it too bad, but it was pretty gross. It's like, it's probably been out in the sun and whatnot for a month at least, and so it's kind of just the hoof, but I probably should just be more vague and not elaborate on that anymore on the radio, but yeah, it was, I love tent camping, you know, especially with the wood burning stove in there. And I was suggesting, you know, that you were making a good decision getting the canvas tent because mine doesn't do so well. Well, it does. It's just it's vulnerable to destroying itself if I run into it or knock the smokestack over from heat or something. And that I have like a collapsible wood burning stove that's like good for backpacking. And that thing can, like, literally glow red at night when you get it going. And it can get uncomfortably warm in there. But that's, you know, that's okay, I guess.
Yeah, so what type of stove is it? Is it made out of titanium or something to be lightweight for backpacking? And that's always the weird thing when I think about starting a packing and gear list to go on a winter camping. It's like, when I go currently with my tent or bivy, I pack like a 0 degree bag. But if I were to go camping in the middle of a snowstorm with a hot tent, I would probably just pack a summer bag if there's a wood burner in there, because it's wild to think that you're tent camping, but you don't need a warm sleeping bag because that wood burner's going.
So it is titanium. It's made by a company. I think they're called, they call themselves like W3. Or wide open. It's I'd have to dig it up and look at it, but it's titanium. The problem with it is it's small, which is nice because it fits in a backpack and all that, but you really have to process the wood into a really small chunk to get it in there. And then as far as the sleeping bag goes, I would still recommend bringing the 0 degree one because you know, if something happens with that wood burning stove, you don't want to be out there unprepared, you know, and so it's kind of like redundancy. And then when it comes to the sleeping bag, I like just, instead of like getting in the mummy bag when it's really hot, I'll just like drape half of it over me, and that's like sufficient. And, you know, you don't have to really worry about bugs or nothing that time of year. So I just throw it over top of me, like partially. And if I'm really too hot, I'll just push it off of me, and I'll just, you know, cowboy camp style, just like no blanket, nothing. Then as like the night goes on, as that fire starts to dwindle down and you're just not really willing to put more wood on it and it's still fairly comfortable, then you can slide into that 0 degree sleeping bag and kind of get you through into the morning until you're like, okay, now I have to stoke this fire. And that's kind of what I would do. I wouldn't go with the you know, summer camping bag. I would still bring the ridiculous one. And then if you can bring like a gear sled, which you might do anyway if you're hunting, then I'd try to bring more of a full size stove and not really worry so much about the titanium. A small guy, just because then you can find some dead standing wood and process it pretty easily and get it in the door and actually burn it. But otherwise, you're going to be spending a lot of time, effort, and all that trying to process wood real small. And if there's more than one of you, then it's probably a little bit better. But I usually go alone with just me and my dog. So, but yeah, I find I'm spending too much time processing wood to get in my wood burning stove and having a good amount so that I can keep throwing it in throughout the night.
Okay, you know, I never thought of it that way, so I really appreciate your advice due to your experience with
still bringing the warm bag in my backpacking, and then I don't have to worry about stoking it all night. Because, yeah, that would be annoying having to crawl out of a bag and re-stoke it at once in the middle of the night. That makes sense. And then I can crawl out of my bag in the morning and get it going again. I like the thought of that. So, yeah, I don't know what I'll do if I go a backpacking style or if I do a big style. It depends on what I see myself doing more of. I'll probably end up going canvas wall time with a little bigger one. And then I might just keep my winter camping a little bit smaller and stay with the no wood burner. We'll see how it goes. Those wood burners get awfully expensive awfully quick. So, but yeah, now you've got me really excited not only for fall to keep on coming through, but for winter to show up too. I love even just going up around the Savo River area, and I do a lot of snowshoeing up there. I love it when we get a good dump of snow and I can go blaze a trail on the snowshoes. So you've got me all excited for it. But I'm about to hop out of the truck here. I got to shut the mobile down. It was great talking to you. Hope you enjoy the rest of your dog walk on this beautiful day. KE8PVB, I'll be clear on your final, 73.
Well, 73, Gabriel, and have fun and stay warm. This is KE8WUO. I'll be clear and monitoring.
KE8YNU monitoring.
This is KE8WUO. How's Dave doing today?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right, sir. I'm up here in beautiful Midland. Still got about an hour left in my drive. How's your day going?
So far, so good. Just got back from walking the dogs and doing a little bit of rack chewing today, and talked to Wally and Tim, and I think his name was Gabriel. Pretty beautiful day out here. Really can't complain. The moon's out. So how's the drive so far?
It's better now. I stopped for about an hour to catch some sleep. We took off this morning right after I got off from work. I worked at 24 last night, and I drove for a little bit, and my brain was like, nope, not anymore, Dave. You need some sleep. And my wife's like, you know what, just probably pull over and get some sleep. So I got about an hour of sleep, and then I'm going to finish my drive, and it'll be good. So far, so good.
I'm curious what the 24-hour shift is all about, because I know that seems to be a thing that you have to do a lot. Is that because they're short-staffed, or is that just because it's a weekend and a lot happens on the weekend and they want you handy, or what's the purpose of that?
It's more just because I wanted the day off and they needed the shift covered, so it's like, well, I'll tell you what, I'll cover your shift if you give me the day off, and so that's how my deal was made. It's not too bad. I don't do it a whole lot, but I've done it more this year than I've done it in the past 11 years I've worked there.
I see. Okay, well, that makes sense. I feel bad for you, though. It sounds kind of grueling, and so try not to do that so much. You got to take it easy on yourself.
Yeah, I don't like that. I try not to do it too much, but the other times, like, the way of double time in my face, and it's like, ooh, I like double time because that means I'm bringing home a lot of money for what I get paid, and so I'll do it, but that's pretty much the only two reasons, one for a day off and two for double time.
Oh, that makes sense. I kind of did the same thing last week, and I would probably do it more often also if I could, but I worked the two jobs, so I'd work all day at the one job, and then I went to another one and did some work for those guys, and it's nice when it comes to the pay, but boy, is that kind of burn you out.
Yeah, thankfully last day it wasn't too bad. It wasn't busy. The morning shift was bad, but night shift wasn't too bad. So we muscled through it. My partner
last night wouldn't let me sleep. I was going to try to get a little bit of shut eye and see what shut up. So, but that's okay. We made it through.
Ah, gotta love those coworkers. You know, it's funny. It's listening to the scanner or whatnot. It always surprises me how much goes on at like 5-4 in the morning. You know, it's like you'll hear a call come in about a domestic dispute and strangulation and all this stuff, and it's like, what are people doing at 5 in the morning? Like, gosh, I'm still mid-dream, you know, or maybe on an ambitious day, I'm getting up and getting ready to go to work. And so I don't know. I don't understand how people are up so early and then so up to no good. So, yeah, that's got to be tough.
Yeah, when it's like 2, 3 in the morning and, like, old people get up and they'll fall. They'll end up having to send an ambulance. It's like, what are you doing up at like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning? It's like, go back to bed. I try not to get out of bed unless I have to.
Yeah, I'll bet a lot of people would stay safer if they would just go to bed at normal hours. I don't know what they're doing out at all hours of the night all over the city, but man, they kind of do it to themselves, it seems like. I guess if I was up at 3 in the morning, I'd probably be falling around and getting hurt, too.
Right. It's probably like the trip to the bathroom or something like that. Getting up and, somebody left something in the middle of the floor and they trip on it or something.
Yeah, that would make sense. But, so what's next on the agenda for you? You're just driving home and taking it easy for the rest of the day, hopefully?
Got about an hour left for my destination, and then we'll get some sleep. I got my niece's wedding tomorrow morning, and then after the wedding, we'll drive home. That's pretty much it. We're just going to kind of relax and then go to the wedding and then head home. What about you?
I am going into work to try to get a little bit of work done for work and maybe a little bit for ARPSC. And then I got a family party at 4. And so I'll probably get there right around 4, maybe a little bit after. And then we'll be there till 7, and then it sounds like we'll probably all skedaddle and probably watch the Lions game at home. And but I don't know if I'll stay up for all of it. I'm tired. These last couple of days I've been dead tired. So, and I imagine you, not as tired as you, though.
Well, that sounds like a fun day. Sounds like a good time. Hopefully the Lions will win today. It'll be a good game. You'll have fun with family.
Yeah, I think it should be interesting. I think I got all of your last transmission. You said, that hopefully I have fun with the family, and then it went dark, and then I tried to key up, and I got a negative bonk. But I will let you focus on driving, and if you're bored and need some stimulus to keep your falling asleep, let me know. But otherwise, I'll leave you to it. This is KE8WUO. I'll be monitoring.
All right, John, have a good one. Enjoy your party today, and we'll talk to you soon. KE8YNU will be back to monitoring.
KEYNU NAWRO. Dave, just curious what tower you're working off of, if you can tell safely.
Hey, Jim. I'm up at, just outside of Midland. So I'm running on that IP connect that the Motorola's got. So whatever tower it's closest to, that's what I'm belting off of.
All righty. Should be the Midland, so code should be MID. Wally was telling me how you programmed earlier this morning. So sounds good. Same thing, I copied direct of the former QSO, and same thing with John. We monitoring today. If you get bored, have a good, safe trip, and we'll talk soon. In AWRO. Thanks, Dave.
Sounds good, Jim. Sounds good. Have a good one, and guys, enjoy the beautiful weather. 73's good. K8YNU, monitor.
NAWRO, NAWRO, KE8LAX.
Good morning, Dean. NAWRO here.
Good morning. Question for you. How is my signal? Do you hear any background interference? Last night I was talking and somebody kind of gave me a bad report, so it sounded like train tracks behind me. Is that accurate as of now? KE8LAX.
Yes, I do hear a very vague background noise of like one of those model steam engines, tabletop steam engine in the background, if that makes sense. Not overpowering whatsoever, still perfectly readable, but it is there.
Okay, well, the station that gave me the report said he had to turn his radio off, it was so bad, but I'm going to change antennas and test again, see if it has something to do with antennas, because I did change that. And if all fails, then it looks like I'm looking into another radio, because I tested my other radio last night, and John had came back on the Discord and told me that that radio was really bad, which I knew. That radio took a crap on me. So, let me switch over antennas, and I will come back. KE8LAX, Bravo to 10, NAWRO.
Copy that. Understood. And I'll be standing by NAWRO.
KE8LAX, KE8GRI.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, Dean, I just want to let you know that I hear it too. It's just like Tim said, though. It's not overpowering. I can hear you just fine, but it sounds like there's a train in the background.
QSL. I'm going to change antennas and see if that changes anything. If not, it looks like I'll be upgrading radios, which I've been wanting to do anyway, but I guess that gives me a reason. So stand by for just a minute. Let me switch this around. KE8LAX.
Okay. KE8GRI standing by.
Kilo Echo 8 Lima Alpha X-ray returning. I took the shoulder mic off and changed the antenna. I probably suspect that didn't change it.
Roger that. It's still there. You sound exactly like on the other radio.
Yeah, confirm. Still there. Again, not overpowering, but it's for those of us old enough, it's petticoat junction.
I'm curious, Dean. Where are you talking from? Are you in your car or your house or out in the field or something?
That sounded like John. No, I'm actually standing in the middle of my street, since we discussed last night that being inside the QTH might be the difference. I'm physically standing outside in the middle of the street.
Yeah, it's me. KE8WUO. Yeah, it's weird because when you switched to your other radio, it had a very similar sound to it. And so I'm not sure why both radios would sound, I mean, the other one was a lot worse, but I'm not sure why they would both have the train noise, the steam engine noise. That's odd.
Hey, again, it's not overpowering, so between now and the time, if you really wanted to get another one, but it almost might behoove you to figure out if it's, something local, like, you know, do it from a different location, maybe. Again, you can use it between now and then. At least this signal is not as bad. I know you had a report that one was extremely bad. That's not the case here today. NAWRO. I don't think so. I may have stepped on you a little bit there, but, I don't know. Don't know what to think of. NAWRO, back to you.
My antenna theory, did that get over the air? Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray.
Not to me. Please repeat.
Well, I'm wondering if, because I don't check my out-of-box antennas for these HTs. I'm kind of wondering, because I use similar antennas for both HTs. I'm kind of wondering if there was a mix match, I didn't catch it, and fried both the radios, actually.
Trying to think, we've got an in-person meeting coming up Thursday. If you're planning to attend, maybe, I assume one of these is an HT, right? At least one. And then just bring it, and we can swap antennas and kind of troubleshoot on Thursday. But I'd be happy to do that. And also, too, if I get a little too close to the UHF, like the FBI, it'll overtake that, and it makes a very similar noise. So I don't know if that might be interfering. I don't know if you have UHF on there as well, like on the B side, but that's probably not the case.
No, I don't have any local repeaters. I'm 27 in Gratiot. None of my base station stuff's on, and obviously I'm in between almost exactly Richmond and Mount Clemens, so I'm not thinking that that's the case, but I'm wondering if I didn't fry something internal in the radio, because normally if you have an interference or something, it'll come up as a digitalized noise if the antenna or signal issue. So I'm wondering if the mix match made a actually fried the transmitter itself. I don't know. I might put it on the analyzer and look.
Well, from someone that did fry their radio with bad antennas, in my experience, it weakens the transmit, and I would basically be pushing out like 1 watt instead of 8 watts. But the signal still sounded okay, but that's not to say that it would be different for your radio, but I'm kind of leaning on the side of there's interference coming in, but I don't know. It's very subtle, you know. I was a little surprised at the gentleman's takeaway that he had to turn his radio off, because you know, I think some people, some audiophiles, have an ear for that kind of thing, and it probably drives them nuts. But I didn't really hear it until he mentioned it. So, maybe I did, but it's just, you know, for a lot of us hams that are used to analog, you know, the little chugging steam engine behind you is it's not a deal breaker for me by any means. But I don't know, some people are very persnickety.
Dean, I'd have to second John's assessment there. I heard it before, but it was such a minor thing that I didn't even mention it. I probably should have, just so you knew it. But, yeah, and then I'd also, just FYI, I'd be happy to loan you my DM32 to take home and just try it in that same localized area. And presuming we don't have that same chugging noise, then that would be another data point to gather to make decisions moving forward. NAWR, over to you.
Yeah, that might be a possibility. I'll take the radio with me, because I'm going to Blake's with the family, get some cider and donuts. When I get out of the area, I'll try again, because I didn't hear anything like that when we were at the park, John. I didn't hear any of that when I would talk, and I couldn't hear myself over your radio. I didn't hear any of that. So maybe it's a local interference issue. But I'll definitely try to pop back in here once we leave the house.
Can you call us from Blake's?
I have never tried, but I definitely can try. This is KELAX Friday.
Yeah, maybe there's something interfering with where you're located at, and maybe try calling us from Blake's and let's see how it sounds.
USL, I will do that. ZRIWUO and NAWRO, thank you very much. I appreciate all your guys' help. I will call in a little bit and see what I can't can't figure out. If not, like I said, I'm not opposed to getting a different radio. But I'm going to stay 7-3s for right this second and finish getting ready, and then I'm going to head out. This is KE8LAX Clear Monitoring.
KE8ZRI out.
KE8WRO Clear Monitoring.
KE8WO Clear and Monitoring.
DIY.
Kilo Echo 8 Lima Alpha X-ray.
I still hear the train.
Okay, I'm in the parking lot of Blake, so it's most likely a radio issue. Yeah, I might see. Well, no, it's probably just a radio. I was gonna say maybe I'll take Tim up on that offer, but it's probably just a radio. Thanks, John. I appreciate it. Kilo Echo 8 Lima Alpha X-ray.
KE8WUO.
N8XP, Kilo Sina, and statewide 1.
KE8GRI, listening.
Oh, pocket, Sue Node.
N8XPQ, monitoring statewide 1.
KG is at H, Justin.
KE8PBB, monitoring statewide 1, M30 and M61.